Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, 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 you tune in to the Joy Doctor. Yes, live in the studio on tonight. I would like to first apologize to my listeners who have been faithfully listening to me for the blanks and the technical difficulties that has happened within the last couple of weeks. I do apologize for that now. I ask that you forgive me that in the future that the show must go on. Yes, the show must go on. Yes, you're listening to the Joy Doctor, brought to you each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you're listening tonight or would like to listen, you may call in at 323-580-5712. Yes, that number is 323-580-5712. Yes, and you're listening to the Joy Doctor. Yes, Joy Doctor right here live in the studio. And tonight, yes, somebody say tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about making the necessary adjustments. Yes, making the necessary adjustments. How many of you know that in life things are going to happen, but you got to be able to make the necessary adjustments? That's right, that's right, that's right. That's right. You have to make the necessary adjustments. So tonight we want you to sit back, listen, learn, and laugh as we make the necessary adjustments. Yes. Making the necessary adjustments. Well, first, before you can make an adjustment, you have to realize that an adjustment needs to be made. Therefore, if you have on pink shirt, blue jeans, and I can see your ankles, but you got on shoes, that means you're flooding. So you need to make the necessary adjustments. Yes, yes, yes. You need to let your pants down. Don't let them drag to the ground. Don't let them get too low. And how low can you go? Yay, how low can you go? Yay. But enough about that. We want to be somewhat serious tonight, because making the necessary adjustments is not always an easy task. Making the necessary adjustments doesn't always involve other people. When we talk about making the necessary adjustments, we must first realize that the adjustments come, or the adjustment has to be made within us, because it's all about how people view us. It's all about how I view myself. So I have to back up, take a good look at my face. Woo! But anyway, we have to back up and reevaluate the situation. If things are not going the way they should, then the other people are not always the problem. Sometimes the situation to the problem, or the resolution to the problem, is in me. Yes, 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 it's in me. Those people or those things are not your enemy, but your enemy is within yourself. Because a lot of us against change. Matter of fact, I had a person ask me today, did I have any extra change? I told them no. I didn't have any extra change. I had some personal change. And that personal change, I would have to use it, because I have to get back and forth from point A to point B. Not that I didn't want to help him, but I was not able to help him because I did not have any extra. So what am I saying? What are you saying, Joy Doctor? What I'm saying is you have to know when you can give and when you have to hold on to it. Because a battered woman cannot help an abused child. Did you hear me? A battered woman cannot help an abused child because they're both going through. That's right. They're both going through that situation. And usually before you can help someone out of a situation, you have to be out of that situation yourself. I remember my grandmother said that if you pull a wagon without anything on it, it makes a lot of noise. But when it has weight to it, then you can't even hear it coming. She was saying, I can't help nobody if I'm empty. I can't help nobody if I'm not able to do things myself. But what I am able to do is once I've made the necessary adjustments in my life, then that will affect how other people look at me, how other people view me, and how I even view and look at myself. Because making the necessary adjustments are important. In school, if I'm getting straight A's, all of a sudden I got a B or I got an F, I need to reevaluate that situation. Did I get enough sleep the night before? Did I study long enough? Did I study hard enough? Did I take the test seriously? Or did I just think it was something that I was just going to breeze through? Also, in relationships, yes, in relationships, even though we don't always see it, but we're always making the necessary adjustments. Yes, we're always making the necessary adjustments, whether we're stopping by the store on the way home where we would normally come straight home, getting up in the middle of the night, taking care of our kids when we really want to be sleeping. Now, some folks don't consider that as making a necessary adjustment. They consider that as a responsibility. But even in your responsibilities, you have to make necessary adjustments. Because if you don't make the necessary adjustments in the responsibilities, then you become irresponsible. Yes, irresponsible. Irresponsible. Now, making the necessary adjustments are important because in making the necessary adjustments means that I have to change. Sometimes I ain't willing to change. Sometimes I don't want to change. Sometimes I just want to be in myself. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody think. I don't care how they look at me. I just want to do me, as they say. Yes, I'm doing me. But how many of us know that doing me is not always the right thing to do? Because in doing me, I become self-absorbed. I become self-centered. Sometimes I may even become arrogant. A little pride might set in there. Because now it's all about me. I'm not caring what other people say, what they think, how they feel. So I'm really becoming a problem instead of a resolution. Yes, I'm really becoming a problem instead of a resolution. Now, if people begin to not like me, I begin to walk in the room and say good morning and nobody speaks, whose fault is that? Is it theirs or is it mine? Because I have set the atmosphere for that type of response to be given to me. Now, there are times when you don't set the atmosphere for those type of responses, but you still have to make the necessary adjustment. So when you walk in and they don't speak, then don't take it personal. That's right, that's right. On your job, you're not there to make friends. You're there to work. At school, you're not there to make friends. You're there to get an education. Now, friendship and camaraderie is a byproduct of those situations. Because if I'm going to be there, I need to have an interaction or communication with the people that are there with me. However, I need to know how to communicate with the people that are there with me and around me. I heard a great writer say once that know them that labor amongst you. And I often pondered on that, and I was like, what did he mean by know them that labor amongst you? Meaning that you learn the people. You learn how they react in the morning. You know if Sally is a morning person, if Sue is very impatient with deadlines, or if John is a happy-go-lucky guy. You learn this by observation. So you wouldn't expect to come in and be, hey, Sally, how are you? How was your weekend? Because she's not a morning person. And you would not more than likely tell Sue, oh, don't worry about it, we'll do it tomorrow, even though it's due today. You want her to spaz out and have a heart attack right there in the office? But you can tell John that because he's a happy-go-lucky guy. Yeah, we'll just finish it tomorrow. It won't be no problem. Won't be no problem at all. In life, you have to learn how to make the necessary adjustments. In other words, like Ray Charles said on the movie, you got to make it do what it do, baby. That's right. You got to make it do what it do. Sometimes, even when you're doing what you're doing, and it ain't doing, you still have to make it do. Because when life hands you a bunch of lemons, you got to know how to make lemonade. So what? The job said no. You wasn't a perfect fit, or you didn't fit what they were looking for. There are other jobs. You can't just go home and sit on the couch and not look for another job. You cannot just quit. You take the information that they told you, even in a no, and you take that and you make the necessary adjustments to face the next person that is about to interview you. That's right. And when you walk in the door, you walk in the door with a smile, just like this is your first interview, because the goal is to get a job. The goal is not to let people defeat you in you trying to reach your purpose. And your purpose is to get a job. Your goal is to get a job. Even in school, you have all A's, one F, or let's be real, you have B's and C's and an F. Okay, B, C, and an F. That does not mean that F cannot become a B or C. That does not mean that F cannot become an A. What that does mean, if you want that F to change from a flag to a letter, then you have to make some necessary adjustments. You have to put back some of that TV time. You have to put back some of that computer time. You have to put down some of that phone time and start applying yourself in places that it matters, in studying, researching, getting a tutor. That doesn't mean that you're special. That doesn't mean that you're not able to pass without a tutor. It just means you are making the necessary adjustments in order for you to get to the next level. Because getting to the next level is important, although it's not everything, but it is important because in life you always want to move forward. You want to elevate, not depreciate. You want to elevate and not depreciate. Elevate means that I'm going higher and higher. Now, I can do that without even moving. Because if I sit in the class and I absorb all the information that the teacher or the instructor is giving, then I'm elevating without even moving. But in the same state, I can depreciate without even moving. Because I can sit there with a blank mind, an idle mind, and not hear anything. And then when it comes time for test, all I know how to do is put my name on the paper because I don't know anything else. Now, what do we need to do to necessary adjustments? We have to have a mind to change. We have to be willing to come out of our comfort zone. We have to be willing sometimes to take a risk because it's not always going to be easy making the necessary adjustments because sometimes you're going to feel like that it's not necessary, that adjustment is not necessary. But every adjustment that you make that's necessary will cause you or allow you to go to the next level. It will allow you to move forward. It will allow you to be elevated because making the necessary adjustments is not just for you. It's also for the environment, the community, the home that you're placed in. That's right, that's right. If you come home fussing and cussing all the time, come home and be nice at least one or two days out the week. Every day can't be that bad. Try not to get upset about everything. Everything shouldn't take you from a 0 to a 10 in 20 seconds, in 2 seconds. So what? They forgot to take out the garbage. Just call them and have them take it out again. Call them and tell them to take it out. Thing is not serious. But everything is not a joke. So you have to make the necessary adjustments to be able to balance between what is serious and what's not serious. When the last time you looked in the mirror and smiled at yourself? When was the last time you even took a look at yourself? Are you just going off of the opinions that other people say? Oh, you're pretty. Oh, you're ugly. Oh, you're fat. Oh, you this or oh, you that. Oh, you too skinny. Oh, you need this. You need that. What about your hair? What about this? What about it? Remember, this is me that you're talking to. I should be satisfied with me, but I should not always make other people uncomfortable. Now, I realize there are going to be times that I do. And I don't realize that there would be times when other people make me uncomfortable. However, I have to know when and how and where to make the necessary adjustments to make it a smooth sailing situation. Because I believe in peace. I believe in peace. Yes, 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 I do. Yes, I do. That's why I'm called the Joy Doctor. Because I love to have joy. I love to spread joy. I love to have fun. But everybody don't want joy. Everybody don't want to have fun. Everybody is not excited about life. But the ones that are not, you give it to them anyway. Yes, you give it to them anyway. And if it's rejected, so what? You just keep on moving. If it's received, that's even better. You just keep on moving. Because the purpose is to make the necessary adjustments for yourself that it may affect other people in a positive way, and the end result is being beneficial to all. Making the necessary adjustments. What do I have to do? What do I need to do? Am I satisfied with me? Am I happy with me? Or am I just going through the motions? What do I need to do to smile? What do I need to do to be happy? If you're with someone that's not making you happy, and you're not married, make the necessary adjustments. Whether it be male or female, make the necessary adjustments. Kids not acting right, they want to do what they want to do, make the necessary adjustments. If they're grown and in your house and don't want to follow your rules, make the necessary adjustments. It's simple and it's easy, but yet at the same time, it could be hard. Because it gets hard when we put our emotions in it, when we put our feelings in it, when we put all of these things in it that don't necessarily have to be in it. Like Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it? Whoa, what's love for the second emotion? Whoa, what's love? Okay, Joy, okay. I got it. Not trying to break up a happy home. Not trying to mess up anything that's not going right. But however, if you want it to be right, you have to make the necessary adjustments. Because how can you be happy in an unhappy environment? How can you be happy in an unhappy situation? Because there's only one or two things that's going to happen. You're going to change that situation. You're going to change that environment, or that environment or situation is going to change you. And remember, you never want to be bitter. You always want to be better. That's right. You never want to be bitter. You always want to be better. Because in getting better, there is no way you can become bitter. That's right. In being better, there is no way you can be bitter. So I challenge you today to make the necessary adjustments. The first time, I guarantee you, it's going to seem hard. It's going to seem rough. You might even shed a tear. But push, 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 I say, push past emotion. And the second time, the third time, the fourth time, and the fifth, when you get ready to make those necessary adjustments, I promise you, it gets easier and easier. Okay, so before you make the necessary adjustments, I want you to get a piece of paper and write down the things that you don't like about the situation, circumstance, or yourself. Then write down what you would like to see dealing with the situation, circumstance, and yourself. And then the last thing I want you to write down is, how do I get from point A to point B? And write those things down. And if you like, you can email them to thejoydoctor@gmail.com. Yes, you can email them to me, the Joy Doctor, yes. That's THEJOY, D as in David, R as in Robert, @gmail.com. Yes, I'll be happy to hear from you. Yes, you can even email me about the show and tell me if you like it or if you don't like it, how you feel, if you want joy, if you're not even caring about if you have any joy or not. Of course, that won't change my perspective of how I feel about me, because no one can change me except me. That's what I come to realize. You can't make a grown person do nothing. Now, of course, the good book says, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. But that's for children. But however, you cannot make a grown person do nothing. And if you just have a question or you just have a concern or want to know, Joy Doctor, how do I get to where I need to be? I'm trying to make the necessary adjustments. I would like to make the necessary adjustments, but I just need a little help or I need a little guidance. Yes, you can email me, thejoydoctor, that's THEJOYDR, @gmail.com. Yes. Because I realize some things are complicated. Things that are complicated for you may not be complicated for me. Things that may be complicated for me may not be complicated for you. Now, I'll share a quick story with you. Believe it or not, I used to have a problem with communication. Yes, I used to have a problem with communication. I didn't like to talk. If you ask me how I was doing, I would say fine. You ask me how do I feel, I would say good. You ask me is it raining outside, I say I don't know. You even ask me my name, I wouldn't give you a full sentence. I would just answer you back with my name. So what am I saying? I'm saying that when you make the necessary adjustments, because I realize that I cannot get anywhere in this world without communicating. I've struggled because I failed to communicate. Now, some of it might have been a little pride, but the overall factor was failing to communicate. Because if you don't communicate how you feel, how will other people know? See, that's why they have all of these books about five languages of love. Men are from Venus and women are from Mars, or women are from Venus and men are from Mars, however. But it's all about communication. And communication is a vital part in making the necessary adjustments. Because if you don't communicate with anybody else, communicate with yourself. I don't like that about me. I'm not happy with that. I know I can do better. What can I do to be better? I'm not going to let him or her treat me that way. I deserve better. Now we're getting somewhere. Now, what do I need to do to get there where I would like to be? What I would like to do? How do I get there now? You get there by writing those things on that paper, looking at them, examining them. And one thing you have to do when you begin to communicate, you have to be truthful, or it's not beneficial. You have to be truthful. So, in the first column, the things that you don't like. The second column, things that you do like. The third column is how do you get from what you don't like to what you do like and benefit on a daily basis. Yes, yes, yes. Making the necessary adjustment. Well, that's all of my time for today, but I want to let you know I really appreciate you, and you, yes, for tuning in to the Joy Doctor Show each Monday night. That's heard live from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. each and every Monday night. You can also go to my blog, joydoctor.blogspot.com. Once again, that's www.joydoctor, J-O-Y-D-R, at blogspot, blogspot.com. You can also email me your information at thethjoy, J-O-Y, Dr. D-R, at gmail.com. Yes, tune in next week to an exciting show where Pee-wee and Uncle George will be on the scene. Yes, tune in next week where we will talk to Pee-wee and Uncle George. Yes, they've been out for a while, but fall has came and they're back. Yes, remember, each and every day you're going to have to make a change. Each and every day you have to make a decision. But today I want you to think about making the necessary adjustments. Listen, learn, and laugh. Always with the Joy Doctor. Because yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. All we have is here and now.